This morning we hear the inspiring story of the Longwood Symphony Orchestra and the astounding interplay between music and medicine. The Longwood Symphony Orchestra is not just any orchestra. Founded in 1982 by a group of talented Boston-area physicians, medical students, and healthcare professionals, the orchestra has grown into a proud, extraordinary group of musician physicians that are proving the connection between medicine and music is very real. From treating stroke patients and helping small children relax before receiving a shot, to the tremendous and revolutionary new discoveries about the neurological interplay between music and the brain, the book Scales to Scalpels shows how music, medicine, and these remarkable new findings are all part of the larger art of healing and its exciting future. And Dr. Lisa Wong, the author of Scales to Scalpels, joins us on the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
I'm delighted to be here.
You are the president of the Longwood Symphony, a board member of this organization. Were you there from the very beginning?
No, I came on after a couple of years. There were it was founded, actually, by two chaplains from the New England Deaconess Hospital who realized that whenever they were getting together and playing music with friends, most of them were medical professionals. So they said, I bet that there's an orchestra here in the Longwood medical area, and they put up a sign and started the organization, and within a year, there were 90 people in the orchestra.
So what got you connected?
Well, I was always a musician, and even through college, through my pre-med days, through my medical school days, I was still playing. So when I got to Boston and was at Mass General, I was actually seeking out an orchestra that I could continue to play my music, and the Longwood had just started, so it was a perfect match.
Do you find, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, but it certainly seems that there is a very strong connection between those who practice medicine and those who play music. Is that more than coincidence?
It's certainly more than coincidence. There absolutely is a connection between them. It's the same techniques of learning music that you use when you're practicing medicine when you grow up. The attention to detail, the delight in the small variations, and the intensity of listening and putting together from just a lot of different pieces of information of a melody or a diagnosis.
So when you look at those attributes of the connections between music and physician, how similar are those to music and the patient?
It's quite similar. When you're looking at a piece of music, in the beginning, it's just a whole bunch of dots on a page, and you have to look at the rules, you know, how fast are the notes supposed to go, what is the timing, what is the rhythm, what is the tempo, what is the harmony. When you look at a patient, it's the same thing. Not only are you looking at the lab values, but you're looking at the color of the patient, the mood of the patient, how much pain they're in, you know, a lot of different gradations that, and then when you put all those things together, you either get a piece of music or you get a real full diagnosis and an understanding of the patient. You have to really listen carefully to make both of those things work.
Were you a believer from the very beginning in the sense that this made a difference for people, that there was very much a difference made by playing this music for patients, not to mention what it did for the healthcare professionals who were playing it?
Yeah, it's the second part came a little later, but I think all of us as musicians, ever since we were small, we know that we take delight in playing music for others and seeing the change in others. We take delight in playing with each other and listening to each other. So all of that was from the very beginning as musicians. When we became healthcare providers, you seek out that same kind of desire to make somebody feel better. I think it's come as a surprise even to some of the musical healers that not only can they use their medicine, but they can use their music and sort of meld all three parts together,
and that's
the patient, the music, and the healthcare provider.
And that's what's so fascinating, because the musical interest of these physicians affects the way that they administer healing. Their medical work affects their music. So there is a two-way street here.
It's absolutely a two-way street. It's a three-way street also, because when you're playing for patients, the caregivers who are also involved, the nurses, the staff, the parents, the families, they see a change in the relationship between the physician and the patient.
The subtitle of the book, Doctors Who Practice the Healing Arts of Music and Medicine. When it comes to those healing aspects, what is healing about the music and how have you seen it in practice?
Well, on the physical level, you know, the heart rate slows, someone relaxes, they breathe better, they become more mindful. On the psychological level, an agitated patient can calm, or sometimes we've seen with Alzheimer's patients, their language returns because they remember the song that you're playing for them, and so it keeps moving up on many different levels. And then, of course, in the institutional setting, there is a different feeling in the entire group, not only the player and the patient, but also the staff.
You talk about this in the book, that while you all love music, there's also a realization that it has its time and place. There are times for silence, and there is also a recognition of a type of music that perhaps is necessary. And I guess a lot of that comes from the patient, and a lot of it comes from trial and error, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. And again, that's not that different from practicing medicine. There are certain approaches and certain ways of reaching a patient that will depend from patient to patient, and it's the same thing with music. Sometimes silence is the healing music, just sitting and resting with the patient, and then when they're breathing in sync, then adding music. Sometimes that really makes a difference for them.
How have you seen this orchestra grow and change? Do you think that obviously you've had an influence in the community, but you also have been noticed by other physicians and other musicians of what this power can be?
Yes, I think the insight that's what's most exciting for me is the insight that I see in the medical students. Many of the medical students that are coming into the orchestra are just fabulous musicians. They've gone to conservatory or they've gotten their master's in music, and then they come with that to medical school. And some of them feel that they have to put their music, you know, set it aside at the door when they go to medical school. And we're saying, no, you know, incorporate that. Put all of your passions into your work, and that will give you a better balance in your own life, but it will also make you a better physician.
The name of the book is Scales to Scalpels, Doctors Who Practice the Healing Arts of Music and Medicine. Dr. Lisa Wong, I thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck in your wonderful work.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. The book is published by Pegasus, Scales to Scalpels. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.